Hi, welcome back to Hard Factor Nigeria. Info and her input hanker to number one talk news, number one talk station. I'm Dio. Merry Christmas once again. 10 minutes gone past 4 p.m. Discussions continue now. And you must have heard of this. Cash limits, Emefiele bows to pressure, raises withdrawals to 500,000 naira and 5 million naira. The governor of the Central Bank of Nigeria, Godwin Emefiele, finally bowed to pressure to revise the bank's cash withdrawal limits policy. In a circular on Wednesday by the CBN's Director of Banking Supervision, Aruna Mustafa, the CBN said it had reviewed upwards the maximum weekly limit for cash withdrawal across all channels by individuals and corporate organizations to 500,000 naira and 5 million naira, respectively. CBN attributed the development to the feedback it got from stakeholders. Now, for transactions, both the withdrawal limits, financial institutions are required to get details of the customers and upload same on the CBN portal created for the purpose. We'll talk about this. This is an upward review from the earlier limit of 100,000 naira for individuals weekly and 500,000 naira for organizations. Well, joining me via phone, but before I introduce my guest, I'd like to get your take on this as well. And I'm asking you, what do you make of the CBN's amendment, the amendment of the policy? What do you make of that? Is it a positive step, this latest amendment? Is the CBN's amended cash withdrawal limit a positive step? Let's get your take via facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. We're live there. Also via Twitter @ Nigeria Info PH. Join the conversation. But joining me via phone for this conversation as well, I spoke with him earlier when this policy was first rolled out by the CBN. I spoke with him. He joined me via phone from Lagos. He does so today as well. Co-founder, Chief Executive Officer, Managing Director of Citiamo Technology Limited, Michael Learning Institution, a banker, an economist, a strategist, a former head agency banking with the Access Bank Group. He's got 22 years of banking history, covers strategy and business planning, general administration, resources management, retail channels management, marketing and sales, strategic and reputational risk management, team building, and it goes on and on and on. My guest is Michael Ogba. Hello, Michael. Good evening to you and welcome to Hard Facts.
Good evening, Dayo.
Good evening. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay, I wanted to greet your listeners and thank you for the opportunity to just explain further what the CBN has done, the reason behind it, and the implications. Thank you so much, because the last time we were on this discussion, I did mention that, yes, while the ultimate desire of CBN is right and correct, that implications were far-fetched. And I gave you some statistics. I did mention the last time we spoke that the number of Nigerians with PVN numbers, meaning that the number of Nigerians with unique identification to prove that they have bank accounts, was less than 60 million. And that from the statistics available, even in CBN website, you see that the number of adult Nigerians were well over 100 million. So ultimately, that singular pronouncement by CBN was going to kind of hinder over 40 to 50 million Nigerians from who are invariably being excluded financially, whether by design or by choice. We had that conversation. Mm. And CBN established what we call Shared Agent Network Finance. That's a SANEF expansion facility, which they gave to all those people you call POS available here. And as at the last record, we have 1.4 million of such people scattered all over the country. If you go to SANEF website, you get this statistic. So invariably, if we are asking these same people who are the bridge between financial players, that financial institutions, and the unbanked, that is essentially what set up that panel, the POS managers, as it were.
Yes.
That gap, if you now say they can only withdraw 20,000 as individuals in a week, it means invariably that they won't be able to serve this unbanked. And that was the problem in itself. So DBS, they put up, I'm not a member, but I'm one of the advisory council to Association of Non-Bank and Bank Agents in Nigeria, AMBAN. Pressure AMBAN put up was very, very reverberating. They made an inroad into the National Assembly. They got other stakeholders to mount pressure on CPN. On one hand, you have set up this SANEF agents all across the country, 1.4 million of them. On the other hand, you want to just kill their business overnight. And in addition to that, how about the unbanked all over the country? You've not brought them in. How are you now going to the street? So all this pressure yielded results. And yesterday, to the joy of many Nigerians, I personally might have my own personal opinion, which is not important at this point, CBN succumbed to the cry of all the stakeholders and has come up with the amendment to increase it from 20,000 you can withdraw in a week to
I thought it was 100,000 a week, Michael. I thought it was 20,000 daily, 100,000
yes, 20,000 daily for 1 week. Yeah, that's 100. Sorry, I got confused with that 20,000 daily. So in a week, it was going to be 100. Now they have moved it to 500,000 for a week and 5 million for corporate. That is for companies and so.
Now,
so it's
Michael,
a welcome development, if you ask me. Yeah.
Michael, is it safe for me to say that you're not surprised by the CBN's amendment, that you saw this coming?
I wasn't surprised. But this then did two things wrongly. One, the consultation was not done very well. And number two, like every time, they used that to say, okay, we are coming with force. And they went back to now say, okay, this is the middle ground. Perhaps I can't speak for them. They wanted a middle way into it. And when there is a pushback, instead of not doing it at all, they are where they are. So I'm not surprised.
Yet. Let's talk about one of the things you mentioned, consultation, because one of the reasons given or proffered by the CBN for this is, after the consulting with stakeholders, a policy that of this magnitude, a policy that has the kinds of far-reaching consequences that this obviously does, shouldn't the CBN have properly consulted and considered all the parameters and considered all the angles and, even done some simulations as to what the impact would be before it ventured into it in the first place?
It's an obvious question with an obvious answer. The answer is yes, they should have done so. But Dayo, let me tell you the dynamics of this. And an average Nigerian should not be deceived. We all have our personal interests, including CBS. And I'll mention a few of them. I'm not afraid to speak truth to power. Number one, how long does Muhammad Buhari have to stay in office? He's going by May 29th. And from the information we have, which he was quoted both in BBC and the one he granted to Nigerian stations, he mentioned that, yes, he wanted to do this. Number one, the redesign of the Naira, because he claimed, I don't know if it's supported by facts, that a lot of people are hoarding money and all that. Good. So for him, it's a personal target. If he doesn't do it now, May is around the corner. You can see that he has a deadline. So if we are going to use the personal interest of the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, it has a deadline of May 29th. So that's the President. Let's talk about the CBN governor. You remember what the CBN governor said when he was asked, why are you in a hurry? Haven't you violated? You didn't even consult the National Assembly. And what was his answer? I consulted the person I think is most important and who constitutionally was the person that was meant to give me the go-ahead, which is the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. I don't know who sold what to who, whether it's the chicken that came before the egg or the egg came before the chicken, whether it's Emefiele's dream objective or the president called him to put the dream in his head, between two of them, they were working according to a script. And finally, think about it. In this whole thing, no matter how authentic it nationalistic it could be, I can notice they are going to benefit from this whole drama. The printing, where the consultant to manage it, whether it's the people that the implementation of this new policy will favor. Somebody somewhere is going to benefit, and those people have deadlines. And in the midst of all this is politics, but I don't want to go into politics. Yes, that's you, Dayo, is that a business comes up, and it is this interest for all over that makes them not to do the right thing. Let me just end by saying this. The United Kingdom has a new monarch, a king, in Charles. A few days ago, a currency came out, a design of the currency that will go into circulation in 2024. That is how reasonable people do reasonable things. You don't need to make announcements. Just say that this will go into operation by this time. As people are bringing the old Naira, you stop them from going out. When the time comes, you start issuing the new one. That is commonsensical. But I don't know if we are that intelligent in this type of decline.
By the way, join the conversation once again. We're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're live on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. The lines will be open shortly. Now, earlier on, Michael, when this policy was first rolled out, one of the reasons adduced was also to address vote buying in the coming elections. And I remember you said in our earlier conversation on this matter that even the implementation of it appeared suspect. Because yes. You now give a caveat, you give a leeway, saying, okay, if you want to exceed the limit we have set, just pay some fee. And the people who might want to withdraw large sums of money for vote buying or other nefarious activities will probably be able to pay those fines or those extra fees. Now we have a situation where the limit has even been increased further. Do you suspect that those persons may have also mounted some significant pressure to ensure that this limit is even increased further?
Yes, Dayo. The simple answer is yes. They are part of the people making this happen the way it's happening. But I laugh when people say that vote buying, even if it was implemented the original way it was meant to have been implemented, you've not solved any problem. I wasn't there at the PDP convention. I wasn't there at the APC convention. But we got that. Nigerians knew that what was spent at those conventions were not Naira. We have it on good authority that it was dollars that were spent. What makes you think that dollars will not be used for book buying? If the main hub for this vote buying is somebody, a politician that is big enough to control dollars, give him dollars. He can mobilize a small amount. If you give 200 people ATM to go and withdraw in the first instance, 20,000 per day, 100 per week, or in this new instance, 500,000 per week. Won't they do that? They will. They will withdraw. They will still go ahead and do the vote buying. Who is kidding who? Did they say you can't use dollars to do vote buying? So, politicians are set in their ways. I love what the INEC chairman says. He says, please, if you are buying votes, buying PVC, doing all this, he says it's at your detriment because if the umpire, that's the IMEC people, if they do what they say the new process is going to do, I don't think the politicians will just waste their money. If I collect it and I give you my PVC, you're only doing suppression because if I come that day, if you give it to another person, the person comes, the PVAS will not capture your facial, it will not capture your fingerprint. Who is going to vote? Are you going to put gun in my head to vote for you? I think They are living in full strata.
Michael, please hold that thought. We have to go for commercial break. Return shortly. Do please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. 28 minutes gone past 4 p.m. Conversation continues. Cash limits, MFLA bounce to pressure, raises withdrawals to 500,000 naira for individuals and 5 million for corporate organizations. That's weekly withdrawals, that is. My guest is Michael Ogba. He's joined me via phone, CEO of Sitiamo Technology Limited. Hello, Michael. You're welcome back.
Thank you, Dayo.
Remember, you can also join the conversation via facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH, also via Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Now, Michael, one thing that I think one can shy away from, one question possibly is hanging in the middle, is do you foresee another amendment to this withdrawal policy?
The amendment will not be to increase it. The amendment will be to continuously reduce it. I see a situation where after 6 months or thereafter, BBN will come and say, yeah, there is now wider acceptance. The money in circulation is still too high. Let's reduce it from 500,000 per week. Let's come down to 250. Let's come down to 200. By then, I'm sure people would have gotten used to that amount. I see them gradually reducing it over time, which, to my mind, would have been a better way to go than the initial thing they wanted to do. Yeah.
Well, if that happens, what happens to the unbanked persons and those over 1 million persons who are the POS operators? What happens to them?
Okay. Between when CBN announced this new policy and now, the number of people opening accounts has gone up a little bit. And businesses are beginning to factor that into their operation. I'll give you an example with Sitiamo Technology Limited, the micro lending institution I run. We have started simulating and piloting with a few customers that we are no longer going to be giving them cash. Those that do not have account numbers, we have preempted them to go get your account number. If you don't have, we can open one for you seamlessly so that when you are ready, we will credit your account. So I see that happening. The awareness is going to grow further. Yesterday, I was reading in one of the Nigerian newspapers, the number of Nigerians with NIN number has increased to plus minus 74 million. Dayo, that is a huge number. So if we have 94 million Nigerians with this national identification number, it follows logic that the BVN can only go up to catch up with that. So from less than 60 million Nigerians with BVN, I anticipate in the next 6 months, that figure will get to between 70 and 75 million Nigerians. So the unbanked will be reduced progressively, going to go up. For the POS people, now it was a rude shock. A lot of them are going to wake up to smell the coffee. So some of them will start looking for alternative jobs. Others will now begin to see, what if CBN comes back to where we are running away from? So there will be a lot of changes that will happen. But I think that withdrawal syndrome that would have happened, you know, if somebody is hooked on cocaine, I'm not advocating it, if you want to remove cocaine from that person, the person will die for withdrawal syndrome. But if you replace that cocaine with marijuana or cigarette, you can gradually wean him off drugs. So, and that was what people were fighting CPN over. We are not saying what we want to do is not good, but there should be a process to it. So for the unbanked, the number will reduce. For the POS people, they will begin to find a way around this to accommodate this upcoming and inevitable thing that CBN is trying to do.
Lines up right now. Join the conversation. 0700-923-093 is the number to call. That 0700-923-093. We're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. That we are. We're also live on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH as well. I've got a... Okay. I'll get to the comment in a moment. Hello, Hard Factor. Welcome.
Hello there. Good evening.
All right, go ahead.
I'm Nathaniel calling in from Ireland. Personally, I know that the policy will be reviewed, and I will not be surprised if in a few years, maybe in a few days' time, is reviewed again, possibly to increase that of the private district to 1 million naira. But from, I'm just so disappointed by the CBN statement, I mean the CBN governor's statement, saying that he only consulted the most important person in Nigeria, which I know that President Buhari is not the most important person in Nigeria because the majority cast the vote. Buhari will be leaving office in a few months' time, and Nigeria continues to leave. Why consider just one person to make that kind of decision that you know will have a drastic effect and negative effect on the whole more than 200 million persons? I think I'm very, very disappointed. Thank you very much.
All right. And talking about a possible amendment, I've got a comment here, Michael, from a Dr. Ukiria, and she seems to agree with your projections. Dr. Ukiria said, Di, good evening. Nice to know you're back. I foresee an amendment in the withdrawal policy in decremental order. So it appears Dr. Ukiria agrees with you, Michael.
Yes. If I must mention, the last caller mentioned something that he consulted the President Muhammad Buhari. You are so right. Much as we have a flawed democratic system, the National Assembly, love them or hate them, they represent more people than the executive. So yes, when he snuffed his nose against the National Assembly, they invited him 2 times. He couldn't come. He was away with the president in Washington. When the president came back, he didn't come back. When they forced him to come, he said he was ill. And you couldn't force him to come because he was ill. Whether it is true or not, Aisha Ahmed, the deputy CBN governor, was there earlier today. Some of the questions she was asked, she said she didn't know. For example, they asked her how many Naira notes were printed. She said she doesn't have that figure. That worries me, Dario. That worries me tremendously.
Why is that worrisome?
How can the person, the second most important person, when it comes to the Central Bank of Nigeria, not be aware of the amount of Naira notes that were printed? If she doesn't know, is it Dio or Michael that she'll know? That worries everybody.
All right, commenter, tell her that's a welcome development, but I still opinion that 500,000 and 5 million weekly limit is not enough. It takes time to go cashless. You don't jump to the end of the staircase. You climb step by step. Isn't why I sent that in. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go on. All right, also, get up and dial. Is an independent CBN supposed to consult the so-called stakeholders before introducing monetary policy or rely on data at the disposal? As far as I'm concerned, the new CBN cash withdrawal policy will not affect the poor masses in any way. It's only the politicians who want to carry money as usual that will be affected, hence the insistence that the CBN reverses the policy. I'd like to ask you about that, about an independent CBN. Is an independent CBN, or does an independent CBN suggest that the CBN governor does not need to even seek the permission of the president before formulating and or implementing this policy?
Yes, during the last governor of CBN, that is the one that became the emir of Kano, he was the one that spearheaded this independence of CBN. I'm all in for the independence of CBN. But where the independence stops is where the work of the National Assembly starts. I will tell you where we have the dotted line. Yes, CBN is independent, but where will CBN get the money they use in printing these notes? Wouldn't it be appropriated through the budget? Who is the budget. It's the National Assembly. We are not saying we are not independent, but we can be independent to a level. The money you use to print this money, are you going to get it from heaven? The whole entire national budget, there is nothing, one cupboard there that is not authenticated, approved by the National Assembly. Yes, the executive will bring the bill, but the National Assembly has to pass it, except you are telling us there is another place you're getting money that Nigerians are not aware. So you can't be independent to that extent. Secondly, President Muhammad Buhari yesterday passed to the National Assembly. You know, when the governor of Edo State said that Nigeria was printing money, everybody shut him down. But it's not, he was right. There is something they call ways and means. I'm an economist. That is where CBN will give the federal government money to do what they are meant to do. What you do eventually is that you print money to back it up. But Muhammad Buhari yesterday brought out this money and it was huge. He now said, okay, let's collateralize it and make it a 20-year or 40-year debt, which will be backed up by borrowing from the national. You see the difficulty. The CBN, you can't be independent by putting your head in the sand and your body is out there and you'll be claiming your independence. No, you are not independent in its totality. Yes, we can allow you to do your policy and come back, but there is some level of authorization you still need from the National Assembly. And the National Assembly represents the greater number of Nigerians.
Once again, call 0700-923-093. That's 0700-93-093. Hello, Heart Factor. Welcome. Please go on.
Yeah, Dave, good evening.
Go ahead.
This is Martin Scarlett from Adbury.
Go ahead.
See, what is happening about the central bank bound to pressure? It's a non-issue. Because this country, we have a leader who is ineffective. That is why all what we are suffering. Whatever that is happening in this country, the president will say he's not aware. Because the people refuse to take action. That is why they are punishing the people. Look at what is happening now. The amount that he put in power in the bank, he said he should not withdraw more than a certain amount. Do you know how much people are spending on their families every day? That is, we should demand the decision. It's quite unfortunate.
Yeah, but the CBN is not saying you can't spend the money. So even if you want to spend more than the limit allowed for withdrawal, you can do a transfer or you can pay with your card.
It's not every person that will need that transfer. Is it everybody that have an account? Is it everybody that have their account? Not every person now. They should consider certain things for taking certain policy. The policy they are taking is too draconian because the president is ineffective. If the president is affected, he would have said, no, this thing is not good for the masses. But because they don't have empathy, that is why they take action. Take any policy, any member of the executive can rather want to implement any policy against it for the detriment of the masses. It's not good that you have a government like this. No nation would have a government like this and be keeping quiet, like Nigerians do. So, because we are so pained under this government. Look at the progressive inflation every day. The government will not talk. But when it comes to implementing negative policies on the people, they will do so. Where does that lead us to as a country? Every day we are deteriorating from one problem to another. All other countries are laughing at us, and yet we are not seeing it. Please, Dio. I thank you for bringing up this. I pray they should not come over you because this country, anytime a person says the right thing, they want to throw stone on me. So you have to be careful too.
All right, good to hear from you, Michael. This policy, interestingly, also followed another policy, which is the changing of the design. I think, at least, of some of our existing notes. Is there any correlation? Is there any link between the withdrawal limit of the central bank and the new notes as well. And let me add to that question also. I think it's been about a week or so since the new notes were rolled out, but it's not in as much in circulation as many may have expected. Do you understand why that's the case as well?
Yes. So the answer to the first question is yes, there is a very strong correlation between the... It's not redesigned because they didn't redesign the currency. They just changed the color and the quality. Daniel, you and I were talking, and I said to you the last time we were on this show that what they did was to reduce the color of the currency and the quality. Reason is that it was too expensive to maintain that previous currency. Now, they have reduced the quality and they have made it easier and cheaper for Nigeria to reprint. Now, the nexus between that and the what you are saying, which is the fact that the amount in circulation is so small, is because they wanted it to coincide. If eventually they push through with their initial arrangement where people can only withdraw 20,000 per day and 100,000 per week, think about the amount they are going to put in POS, ATM consoles of banks. You would have been, Dayo withdraws 20,000 and that's it for that day. And they said we're going to put smaller denomination, which is 200 Naira. And that would have helped them to say, oh, this amount is what we are going to push into circulation. So there was a connection, but unfortunately, with this increase now, I don't know if they are going to push out more of the new notes, but over time, the number of Naira in circulation is intentionally going to reduce because as these monies are going through banks to CPN, they are not going to be bringing them out. And the new notes, they are going to starve Nigerians of it to the point that people will be so frustrated, they will now be forced to start doing transfers, to start using POS to do what they need to do, to start using USSD, which I think is convenient. Like the last caller that was saying that how many people have accounts? Yes, not too many people have accounts, but almost everybody have a Salasa phone or the normal small phone. So all you need to do is you have an account, you can do star, whatever, and put the number of the person you want to transfer and press enter. The person will get his money immediately and confirm to you. You can pass with your goods or with your service. So these things are going to be forced to happen by withdrawing or starving Nigerians of the cash in circulation. That will happen.
Mm. Also, there's a report that the CBN has also asked banks to not load onto their ATMs denominations above 200 Naira. Can you explain why that's the case?
Okay, every canister of ATM, if you go and remove that thing that brings out money in an ATM, count it. It will count, I think it's in 100 in each canister, right? Mm. So if you don't pay 1,000 Naira note and you load it with 200 Naira note, for you to withdraw at once, it has to be in multiples. What I'm explaining is this, Dayo. The number cannot be changed. So when you load that canister, based on the calculation of the amount it can bring out at any time, there is a maximum. So by saying you must, it has to be 200 and below, and given the amount you can bring out at this given point in time, that is why they are insisting on that 200. And secondly, it is cheaper to print the 200 because of the security features than to print the 1,000. So everything is geared towards efficiency and effectiveness. So there is a science behind saying it must be 200 and not 1,000 Naira notes.
All right, so this is a good thing then. From what you're saying right now, I'm hearing words like efficiency. I'm hearing words like expressions like cost saving. So it all sounds really good, doesn't it?
It depends on who you ask. For CBN, if they have forced it down our throats, it's good for the country. We will reduce the number of the amount we use in reprinting notes. We will reduce the amount in circulation. You know, there is a cost to cash. Anytime you go to ATM to withdraw cash, there is a cost to it. Remember, ATM run on power. If you don't have power, you must put it in VATA. So for banks, if you notice lately, they are no longer putting ATMs all over the place. It is not just POS available here that are taking over. So in terms of efficiency and effectiveness, it's a good thing. It depends on who you are asking. But for the ordinary Nigerians, especially the unbanked and those in rural communities, they are the ones we are talking about. And those without without account numbers, they are the ones we are concerned about. On the merits of it, what CPN is trying to do will help Nigeria as a country. It will help the taxpayer, assuming our tax are judiciously utilized. It's a good thing in the long run. But again, it depends on the implementation. Yeah.
913, hello, you're welcome.
Yeah, there, good evening.
Oh, go ahead.
I have a question for your guest. And the question is, now there is inflation, and inflation is rising costs in this our economy. Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes. Uh-huh. Then there is also lack of cash in the hands of people. That is deflation. Yes. And in normal economies, you cannot have both at the same time. When yes. we have it, you want to trace the cost to this hoarding of cash. Some big men would have taken away the money, especially politicians. For instance, we have $555 billion, you know, as a budget. Then within a short time, you will not have up to $10 billion in circulation. Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes. Uh-huh. Then how does he think the CBN will be able to control the flow of cash in order to control inflation in a situation like this? Because I am of the opinion that if there is open market operations, which is known to every central bank in the world, they do not need anybody's permission. They don't need the president's permission, even in the U.S. Then Bernanke will not go to tell President Obama that he wants to control the flow of cash in the economy. It is purely his duty. If he does not do it, he has failed. So let your guests tell me how the CBN of Nigeria will reduce will increase the cash which is supposed to be in the hands of the people vis-a-vis inflation and deflation at the same time.
Thank you. Dayo, I will take you to Economics 101 at this time. Just give me 2 minutes. Let me explain in a layman's perspective. There are three types of inflation. The first one is called cost-push inflation. The second one is demand pull inflation. And the third one is built-in inflation. Let me start with the first one, cost push inflation. This is where the people that demand for increase in their salary, for increase in cost of production, everything that you use in manufacturing or providing the service is going up. That is what is driving up inflation. I hope that is clear.
Mm.
On the demand pull inflation, this is the one my brother that made that call is talking about. This is where a lot of money is chasing few goods. So naturally, the price will go up. That is the cost, that is the demand pull inflation. A built-in inflation is when, for instance, during December period like this, everybody says, oh, in December, price of goods and services will go up. Intuitively, it will happen. That is the built-in inflation. So of these three, the only one that my brother was alluding to is the demand pull inflation. Just like we are having the petroleum crisis that we are saying now, people are willing to pay whatever just to have it because it's in short supply. That is what he is talking about. I agree with him when he says in the United States of America that you use OMO to mop up money. In America, people are not stupid and crazy enough to go and load a building with cash. They will take you to psychiatric hospital to check if you are okay. But in Nigeria, we have seen people do crazy things like that. So CBN is not totally on the know about where this money In fact, America will be shocked that some of their dollars they're looking in America is being hoarded by Nigerian politicians in Nigeria. It's so funny, but it's true. So in a situation like that, where you have a dysfunctional system, what the CBN is doing becomes logical. It becomes logical because we need to do that. It will stop obeying the OMO as my brother mentioned. Ordinarily, you could use OMO. What do you do in OMO? You bring out bills and say, this bill is priced at 19% per annum because it is very lucrative. People will carry their money and come and buy OMO. When they buy OMO, what have you done? You have captured their money and inflation will come down. It works in a perfect system, but Nigeria is nowhere near perfection. I hope I've answered his question.
I believe you have. Also, concerning the slow dispensing of the new notes, I feel the deadline will be extended deep into February. Who would assure Nigerians that the old notes so far collected and assumed to have been trashed wouldn't go back into circulation through vote buying? Remember, the head of the Apex Bank is a party man. That's from Daniel. As we wrap up the conversation, we have to wrap it up right now. Actually, many thanks for joining the conversation, and many thanks to my guest as well. Michael Ugba is an economist and a banker. He's the CEO, co-founder of System Technologies Limited. Michael, many thanks for your time.
Thank you, Dayo, and thanks to your listeners. God bless.